Good evening once again, and Merry Christmas. On behalf of our entire parish staff, Deacon Jim Elliott, Deacon Madonna, our entire parish community, a word of warm welcome and every blessing for a happy and a holy Christmas. Looks like everyone's seated. The last mass up and down the aisles, out the door. It was beautiful. What a magnificent night. A holy night as we sing. A time for Christians throughout the world and on this Christmas, for Jewish people as well, as they celebrate the first evening of Hanukkah. Churches like ours, Christian churches throughout the world, synagogues filled, giving praise to God. You know, Christmas Eve and Christmas are particularly special for the people of St. Patrick. For it was 147 years ago tonight that this parish was founded. Father John Wall celebrated Mass for the first time in a church, Catholic Church of St. Patrick, on Christmas Day. Kennett Square was a lot different back then, and so too was that original St. Patrick. At that time, the area was filled not with Mexicans or Italians, but the Irish. Go Irish. They all worked at S&M, Pennock Company. And they were a community in need of a church, in need of a place to worship and to gather, a place to praise the Lord. Something like Mary and Joseph on that first Christmas Eve, in need of a place. Land was found, it's actually donated by the Sinclair family. Fundraising began. And a church right down here on West South Street was built. And there the people went, a place outside of themselves. And it was there that Almighty God came week after week, day after day, and people encountered him with their joys, with their prayers, with their heartache and suffering. I didn't know those people, and I'm not related. But all of us, by virtue we live here, we're members of St. Patrick's community today. We are. And how beautiful it is to be part of this church. The community of St. Patrick, the community, the body of Christ, scattered throughout the world, but gathered and made one in the faith of the true God, God with us, Emmanuel. My friends, the miracle of Christmas is just that. God with us. And no other faith but Christian faith believes that. Believes that God is now part of our family tree with his life and love, with his sweetness and hope and everything else. An aspect of that tree is reflected in the manger where God is placed. An aspect of that tree is reflected in the body that we now see, a body like ours, with eyes and ears and hands and feet. A body that looks like his mother Mary. Perhaps he has her eyes. Certainly, her DNA. A body, a baby, that provokes love. A baby that grows from that manger to a toddler, to a boy, to a man. A man like his foster father who works with wood and continues to be part of the family tree. And as we all know so well, the man who would pick up that tree, no longer in the form of work equipment, but in the form of a cross, and he would do his greatest work of all, which is why we know and we celebrate his birth. My friends, today we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And tonight we are reminders that we are sharers of his life. God with us, God of us, God for us. In Jesus, we see not only our God, but we see who we are meant to be. Sons and daughters in him. Men and women in his grace. Reflections of God's generous love. And so it is not only the birthday of Jesus. It's not only the birthday of St. Patrick's Parish. But in some way, shape, or form, it is ours as well, as together we profess the very root of our faith, of who we are. We are believers and disciples, living the life of Jesus Christ. My friends, as we celebrate his birth this night and tomorrow and over the next week, let us pray for the grace to grow with him, to grow in him, to be in all things of him, because that's what Christmas is. Not a spectator sport, not a mere holiday, but the very participation of God with us, so that we may participate in him, bringing his light to a darkened world, bringing good news to a world in need of it, and bringing his loving and gentle presence to people who you know and I know who are worn out. My friends, happy birthday. Happy birthday, St. Patrick's. May we live this life well, and be for this area, be for our families, what Christmas calls us to be.